I come from Jamaica on the 11th of June 1962, right?
You don't ever say
And
that.
from the airport, I come straight to 70 Regent Street, right?
Oh,
And from 70 Regent Street, I lived here for about maybe 3 months.
you don't have to say all
And
the different places you
and
live.
then I went to
All right.
Victoria Avenue. And from Victoria Avenue, you know, I moved to Wheatley Crescent. I lived there for a few years as well. And from Wheatley Crescent, when Noel have his home, I moved with them there.
Lived here 1974, so it's 40,
You mean here?
yeah,
47 years.
I think it's 47
Wow,
years.
wow.
Right?
So when you
What?
to England.
Just to improve my life. Right? Well, you know,
For work and things like that.
I come to work and I did work.
Where did you work? Well,
At GK and Sankey.
was that the first place you came to
That's the
work?
first place.
And last place.
And it's only one job I do in this country and till I
Wow.
retire 2001, right?
How, do you know how many years you worked at GKN Sankey?
Yes, 39 years and 5 months.
That's very
Non-stop,
precise. Wow.
non-stop.
When you say non-stop, what do you mean?
I never say take
Time off
time
sick.
off work,
Sick
right?
leave.
I never send doctor note in say I sick. I never. The only time I stop work is when she have our babies, right? Then I have to stay, look after one. And even the management said I should go on the box.
You said
And I
you had two,
refuse.
you had say you had two
You know,
sons.
I refuse.
Yeah.
So what I usually do with the first son is to take him to school for 9 o'clock. And after I take him to school, I go to work. And when I go to work, I clock out 3 o'clock to get him back from school, right?
Wow.
And till
That is
she
when
could
I
be able
was.
to cope. But like say for sickness, I never sick within all those years.
Wow.
One day I never stop from work because of sickness. Here you go.
I did a flowers arranging then.
Oh, one of the courses. Oh, right. And was it Walker Technical College then when you did it, or was it TCAP, what it is now?
I think it was Orcas Technical College.
Yeah.
I think it was Orcas Technical College
Wow.
So even when I was leaving, you know, the personnel persuade me not to leave, right?
At Sankey's.
Yeah, he never wanted me to leave, right?
Why?
I was such a good worker, hard worker, non-stop from worker. He said when I was leaving, he opened his file and he said, "Look, Ken, instead for the whole year, you don't take a day off, right?" I used to like my work. I don't like when my money short. So I always at work, right?
Yeah.
And he said, "Look at that." So I said, "You know, I want to go home to help my wife now, right?" There 39 years, and the trouble is it, from this thing happened in New York,
Yeah.
this like today is the anniversary.
Yeah.
They call us up and say who want to go could go, because they're short of orders now and things like that, right?
Oh dear, yeah.
So I never want to go, but for encourage me to take it, you know, and I take it to 20 years. The 28th of December, come in. It's 20 years I'm off work.
See, you've since you've retired, and you.
20 years since I retire, and since that, I only do my gardening. Here is a proof of it.
Oh, what is this you're
Right?
offering me? Is it a courgette?
No, no.
That is a part
Cucumber.
of.
Very nice. Thank you very
You
much.
know?
I'll enjoy that. Thank
And
you.
things like that. mess about with cars, do a little cleaning up of them and things like that, right?
Mm. So that's how you keep yourself going?
That's how I use up my spare time, do my gardening.
Cutting the lawn a while
ago. I just cut the lawn and I was going in the garage just to mess about with the car, right?
Mm.
And I don't feel like doing anymore. So I just sit back.
When you worked at Sankey's, what sort of things, what was your...
My job?
Yeah, what was your main job?
My job was press operator.
Yeah.
Right? Press operator. And then when it come to the last end, the job was getting a bit heavier, you know. But I did love my job, right?
Mm.
But the other thing maybe you might want to hear, when I was working there was some thing I never liked. You know, like me and Dwight, you know Dwight.
Yeah.
Me and little Dwight was the only two colored bloke in that shop, right? Mm. And whenever the management needs somebody to go in the other shops, they always come and take the both of us out.
Right.
Because we are the two colored in there.
Why did they take you out?
They put me into another shop to work. Somebody may shot.
Yes, coming in. When they shot
and you know when snow falls, some coming from far can't come.
Yeah.
So these big presses now have to run, you know. So they will move us, put me over there, and maybe if we want to stay for the day, we could stay there, right? And I never like it. So what I do, I go to the shop steward about it. Because the shop packed with white blokes and things like that. But every day, two of us, we only here. And when we look around Avenue, right? Mm. Which they do these big, long bus chassis, heavy job.
Mm.
So I go to the shop steward and the shop steward go to the personnel about it. And then what happened? The personnel, we say, call them up, the management, like the managers them, right?
Mm.
And tell them what's going on. And there was a change that if me and my mate go today, two different ones have to go tomorrow until you come back to my term, right?
Yeah.
And that's how it go.
To make it fair.
Mm. You know, it wasn't fair what's going on, you know.
So, what was your experience of coming here? What did you think when you got here?
When I come here and coming up overnight, you know, from Victoria on a minibus, right? And when we
pass in and
we see these houses, we and never know what, and smoke coming out from the top, you know. And I can't remember the morning when we reached 70 Regent Street. First, the bloke was searching for the address them, right? And they go to Crescent the morning, Wheatley Crescent. And, you know, there was Kazi to drop off at Castle Street.
Mm-hmm.
Caswell Wright to drop off at Castle Street. His sister was living there. Dwight was living over 8 Victoria Avenue to Eric, over Bob. That's where he come.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to 70 Regent Street with Noel and Jeffet.
Three of us
there, right?
And your mom and dad.
I know, mom and dad and Ray and Yulin, you know, all of us.
Me
and Yulin come together there, right?
Yeah.
And live there
all
till...
All live together in the house.
Yeah. Yes.
Good, right? And then the toilet was there outside.
Yeah, the toilet. Those days was you come through the back door and go outside.
Yeah.
Oh. I say outside. There was a little thing we go in, but you have to come out
from
the kitchen, like, right? And then your mom and this lady named Mrs. James.
Oh, I remember Mrs.
was good friend, very good friend. So then they get a house on Victoria Avenue and really ask her for a room for me and Dwight.
Mm.
And we did get the room. And me and Dwight lived here for so long until after I was sending for my brother. So I have to leave Dwight over Mrs. James and go by Simeon, that is Gloria, right? And I over there, And then I tried to get him. Everything went out for him to Jamaica, get his passport. Then I asked the personnel here for a job for him. And he said, you know, he's sorry, but he can't give him a visa.
Your brother?
Because he have his own people here and can offer them a job, right?
Right.
So because of that, I never get him.
Oh.
I never get him. His fear and everything went out, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't get him. That's but sad. Apart from that,
and I suppose me coming to the hospital was good. I never had that sort of condition.
You know, like,
toilet,
you know,
outside and all those other things.
When I come straight and the van come and there was another joke and the bloke take us, you know. And we asked him how much to take us up. And he said, we mustn't worry. When he put we off, our people will pay the fee, right? But if he said, we never have any money.
Mm.
But I did have money, and Dwight have money. Only two of us did have money.
Mm.
So when we reached there, we asked him how much to take we here. And he gave we a price. Maybe them days, them say £3 we pay from Victoria if we come here, right?
From Victoria?
And in drop London, us at Victoria Street. Station in
right.
London.
I think he did three want pounds. More.
Yeah.
He did want more, but your dad,
yeah,
he was going to work the morning. When we come there, was going to morning shift, right?
Mm.
And this bloke, Ruddy, somebody we know, all right, you know, following his man is lump die. We meet him down by Osman's funeral, right?
Mm. You all knew him from Jamaica?
No, but I think my mate Leeson did know him.
Oh,
and Faiz Leeson get the taxi for us, like, right? So he decides, take out for more money. And then your dad said, just a minute. I'm going out. You know, the phone box was out on the main there, right? Just out at the end of the road.
Yeah.
And he said, just a minute, I'm going to phone the police.
Oh.
To come and sort it out, right?
Yeah.
And then he take the £3 each.
Oh, so he didn't want the police to come.
So that day, I pay for myself, Yulin, and maybe Kazi. You know. I pay for those three, but Dwight did have money. And five of us from the district, and one did name Clinton Greer, he stopped in London, right?
Mm.
And then I take out a flask, a white rum, to give him. You know?
Yeah,
just he said, I don't want your rum. I don't want your rum. Because he wasn't happy.
Oh,
you know? Bubsy. When, but Bubsy never phoned no police. He was really me going to get the police. You know, so that he could get his... You see, your dad here before us, them know the price to take up somebody from them place. But he want a whole heap of money.
Mm.
And Bubsy said, just
well,
a minute.
Wasn't a lot of money.
Just
so
a minute.
I'll
go and phone the police to come and settle it, right?
Mm.
And maybe he never want no police in it, but I'm not supposed to care passenger.
Mm.
All those things. So we give him how much? I say £9 something. Him get for three of us. Me, Kazi, Yulin.
Wow.
But Dwight pay his money, like, right? Like I said, I have a good and happy life in this country, right? Mm. It better my position a lot.
Mm.
From Jamaica standard. And as far as I'm still here today, everyone die that I come up with die and gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only me alone left. Out of five of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right here today. I don't know when I'm going, but I'm here
mm-hmm.
still. But everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a little bits and pieces on a Friday. These houses, they did have these meters. You drop a shilling in to get hot water. Right?
Yeah.
But on a Friday, we used to go to the swimming pool, to the bath.
Yeah.
You know.
Which one?
In Wellington.
Oh, right. The Wellington bath.
And then we'd have to go and queue up as well. And this bloke that worked there, as one somebody come out of this bath, he go and clean it.
Yeah.
And one could go in. And that's how it used to go on a Friday.
Wow.
You know, for this house, they never have shower or nothing, right?
You didn't know about that.
And then you get a big tub of hot water, nice hot water.
But you can't stay too long. You can't stay too long because there's a queue.
Mm-hmm. There's a queue. Every Friday evening we get with towels and we walk down there, you know.
Wow.
And get the houses, them the way they build them. Them days. And the other thing, when we come, the houses, no heating.
It's powerful.
No heating. Every morning we're going to work. You know, every morning, like when we live at Victoria Avenue, and at night, we have to stuff the door back up.
Oh, put stop the draft.
Something to stop the draft out. Me and Dwight, they live in the front room. And then the front room, too, here was the front door, right?
Mm.
And the gap did under them. So, you know, our room was cool. So every night, we have to put something under the bottom, stop the draft. In the morning, you know, when we're going to work, to get up, we have paraffin heater in there those days, right?
Mm.
We have to get up, light the heater until it's red hot, and then we come out of the bed, take our shirt. We just have to put our shirt across the chair or something like that. In the morning, we have to come off, take it up, put it before the heater to hot up. No, honest. It's so cool.
Warm up your shirt before you put it on.
We have to warm it up before we can go in it.
Well, those days it used to be really cold. It's cold, yes, cold. Because it had more snow and things like that.
I come to June.
The snow used to be underground for a long time.
And this snow underground for 3 months straight. 3 months.
Well,
you know, we walk in a nice for 3 months.
Thankful I never had to go through those paraffin heater and things because the Nessie's home was all...
see, one of my
old
central
heating.
So we used to warm up. But I did love my job, honest, right?
Mm.
I did love my job.
I might be able to show you that picture.
It wasn't heavy.